Ready? So December 18th, 2019, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence in honor of Officer Seal of Jersey City.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have a selection of minutes to go through tonight. First, the regular meeting of October 16th, 2019. Any comments? Motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October 16th, 2019.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. The minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of November 6, 2019.
I just have one modification on page 9. Under the administrator's report, on Monday, Mr. Barbario met with Committeewoman Kohler, and I would just add ATEC and Warren Gabriel to that because it was about the floor, and we all got together for the pre-production meeting, so somehow put ATEC and Warren in there.
Any other discussion, comments, or a motion to approve both?
I'll make a motion to approve the meetings of November 6th for the regular meeting and executive with the changes requested.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the minutes of the special and executive meetings of November 7th, 2019. Any comments?
Any motion? Make a motion to approve the November 7th executive and special meeting minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the minutes of the special and executive meetings of November 14th, 2019.
No changes. I'll make a motion to approve the executive meeting, executive minutes of the special meeting and the minutes of the special meeting for November 14th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of December 4th, 2019. Any comments or a motion?
There's no comments. I'll make the motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes and the executive meeting minutes for December 4th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we would go to the public comment section, limited to agenda items only. Would there be a motion to open public comment?
So moved.
Roll call. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, if anyone in the public would like to make a comment, seeing none.
I'll make a motion to close this portion of public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we move to the public hearing on Ordinance 2019-09, amending Chapter 67 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon, entitled Open Space Trust Fund. Again, this reflects the referendum that passed in the last election, adding three additional spending categories to our open space trust fund: development of lands acquired for recreation and conservation purposes, historic preservation of historic properties, structures, facilities, sites, areas, or objects, and the acquisition of such properties, structures, facilities, sites, areas, or objects for historic preservation, or Blue Acres projects, and adds to the repayment of debt service, those three categories as well. Does not increase or change the tax, open space tax for the township. It merely adds these options to how money could be spent in the future. Any discussion from the committee before we open to the public?
Objects for historic preservation, what kind of items are there?
Just to clarify, this comes directly from the state statute that allows this spending, so I...
Does it define that at all?
It's not defined within the statute.
I wasn't aware of it.
Pull it up.
But it would always be subject to this committee's vote before it would be done in any case. Any other comments from the committee? Is there a motion to open to public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open a public hearing on Ordinance 2019-9.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, if any member of the public has any comment on Ordinance 2019-09, seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, the vote before us would be a motion to, or the motion before us would be to adopt Ordinance Number 2019-09. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to adopt Ordinance 2019-09, an ordinance amending Chapter 67 of the Code of Township of Lebanon, entitled Open Space Trust Fund.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have public hearing for Ordinance 2019-10. This would be an ordinance amending Chapter 230, the Highlands Chapter, Chapter 330, Land Subdivision, Chapter 400, Zoning, to update these for stormwater management standards in order to meet the Highland Plan conformance. As we discussed in the introduction, the engineer and the zoning officer tell us this is very technical changes, but this will not result in covering more projects than the current ordinance in the township. It will require some additional engineering for projects that require a stormwater management plan, and these are put in place in order to have our local ordinance be in conformance with the Highlands plan that we're required to conform with. Any discussion from the committee? There's no discussion. Is there a motion to open to public hearing on Ordinance 2019-10?
Make a motion to open to public.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And if any member of the public would like to make a comment on Ordinance 2019-10, see none.
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So, would anyone like to make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2019-10?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we move on to some resolutions for tonight. The first resolution, Resolution 100, 2019, accepting the resignation of Police Chief Jack Gale. The motion before us, or the resolution before us, would be to accept the resolution of Chief Gale with much appreciation for his 25 years of service to the township. He has submitted a letter confirming what he had indicated to us, that his termination date will be December 31st, 2019, for his retirement to be effective January 1st, 2020. Any discussion? Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 100, 2019?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 100, 2019, accepting the resignation of Police Chief Jack Gale with regret.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to our next resolution, 101, 2019, resolution appointing Chief of Police Eric K. Rautenberg. It would be resolved that effective December 31st, 2019, at the end of Chief Gale's shift at 5:01 p.m., Eric Rautenberg will be promoted and appointed as the Chief of Police of the Township of Lebanon, and this further resolves that the mayor and clerk are authorized to execute the services contract attached to this resolution between the township and then-Police Chief Eric K. Rautenberg. Any discussion?
Yeah, when will he be sworn in?
5:01, December 31st.
Downstairs.
But that'll be a technical to make sure we have a chief, but at the reorg, there'll be a more formal ceremony.
Right, okay.
I'd like to make the motion to for Resolution 101, 2019, appointing Eric K. Rautenberg as Chief of Police for Lebanon Township as of December 31st, 2019, 5:01 p.m.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And as I said, there'll be a more formal introduction and ceremony January 7th, Tuesday, at our reorganization. Next, Resolution 102, 2019, authorizing the execution of a collective bargaining agreement between the Township of Lebanon and PBA Local 386. Their current contract expired at the end of 2019. I'm sorry, the end of 2018. The high-level terms of the contract that we're entering into is a three-year term. There are no significant changes to the terms of the contract with regard to benefits and work hours and things like that. The language has been significantly updated and clarified with regard to those benefits, updated for various statutory changes that have occurred over time. And we've agreed to a three-year term at a 2.0% annual salary increases during that time. Committee Man Law was my subcommittee member for that negotiation. Anything else you'd like to highlight to it?
No. I think it went very smoothly between both groups in discussion, so I was thrilled.
Any discussion from the committee? Or is there a motion to approve Resolution 102 authorizing?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 102, 2019, authorizing the execution of a collective bargaining agreement between the Township of Lebanon and PBA Local 386.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have Resolution 103, 2019, approving a DPW manager's contract. Our current DPW manager, Warren Gabriel, has been operating under an agreement dated from 2009, required various updates due to statutory changes, and our recent change last meeting, in fact, where the township updated our Chapter 72, which is our personnel policies, also for various statutory and changes that we've had. There's no significant change in the cost to the township of this modified employment agreement, and his salary increases will continue to match those negotiated with the CWA. This Resolution 103, 2019, would authorize the mayor and clerk to, in this case, deputy mayor and clerk to execute the contract attached hereto. Any discussion?
Mayor, I have some comments to make. It kind of encompasses 103, 104, 105. I've been following this, obviously. I've been on the committee 9 years here.
And just to be clear, 105 is going to be withdrawn and discussed in executive session.
Okay, well, that's kind of my comments are going to encompass that somewhat also.
Okay.
It's been 5 years, and it's reached a boiling point with me as far as my patience is concerned. My opinion is as follows, employee morale has a value. Our township, in regards to our two supervisors, had been stalled for 5 years considering raises. It appears until the public got loud at the committee meeting at the school about hiring the administrator that this committee finally acted. This is maybe a political calculation. I don't know what's on your minds. Seems, in my opinion, that the committee is out of order by design, by crafting and amending Chapter 72, thus positioning themselves, thus preempting a possible counter-negotiation of discussion aimed at reaching an agreement, thus the committee obtaining a layer of impunity, as they demand the supervisors basically to sign or maybe lose benefits, and I protest this. I've been elected to act in good faith for the residents, not beat down our employees. We are also with the CWA
seems like we're fighting part of the fight, not all of it. I know there's some language that needs to be cleaned up, et cetera, but we're at a controversy over half of a 1%. I find that ridiculous. Let's take the high road as the leaders and give every full-time employee the same percentage increase. Also, to get a little more controversial, Committeeman McKee, I'm sure you remember the meeting that I tactfully made you angry at me. The meeting that you hollered at Committeewoman Kohler sit down twice. You took my bait and you marched over to the clerk and me. You pointed at our clerk and you said, if we had an administrator, Lo Sap never would have happened. End quote. It was on the video. It's been a hostile workplace since 2012. In 2012, myself, along with the clerk, DPW employees, fire department, volunteers, became whistleblowers over Lo Sap, in which numbers were discovered to be wrong. These numbers, according to the comptroller's office, after three-year investigations, were 70% wrong. I can't help by that statement made that part of this treatment to our supervisors is about getting back at the whistleblowers.
That's it.
I'll just say you're certainly entitled to your opinion, but I think your facts are very much off base in terms of how you're relating some of those, but I won't say you can't have that opinion. I think you just are in a different reality than I'm aware of.
Well, I'm working off of a statement that was made, and,
I'm not talking about the low set statement. I'm talking about the whole totality
of your company. Normally you do the negotiation, you come up with an agreement, and then you amend the chapter. We're working backwards. I don't think that's right.
If you're referring to Resolution 103 and 104 relating to the DPW manager and the municipal clerk, that's exactly the way we did it.
Right. Yeah.
That's exactly the way we did it.
That is. I believe it's back. That's my point. There was no agreement yet.
They were fully aware of the draft, the introduction of Chapter 72.
It was positioning them in a bad position, unfairly.
And that can be your opinion. That's your opinion.
I don't think that.
No, it's true. I think you advocated that we give them what, a $20,000 or $30,000 raise. I think that's what you.
I don't think I advocated that.
No. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I think in the public meeting. I don't know if it was public, but I think you advocated to the committee a $30,000 raise for each of them.
I didn't say that. You find that and you show me that. Nice try.
No. I believe at least two of us remember that. Mm-hmm.
And that would
okay.
Be
any other?
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that Brian Wunder's comments about me and that argument are misbased because I was viciously attacked by Brian when I walked in here verbally, and I think he can even say that, and everyone who was here who saw that can see that. Attacked viciously, and one might think that it was to try to coerce my vote a certain way, which is highly unethical. So we both have different ideas of what transpired at that time, but I think that you initiated that. You attacked me viciously.
I did initiate it.
Yes, you did. So I reacted in my only way I could. I was swept off my feet. Could have dropped me with a feather. You didn't even say good evening when I said good evening to you. No one on this committee did. Unbelievable. I just want to make sure that the rest of Lebanon Township understands there is another side to this story, and I'll be glad to talk to anyone if they want to talk to that. I was attacked by Brian Wunder viciously.
And his statement when I walked in the room was, you're next, to me. So.
Yep. I'm a man of opinion, and I let it out.
And
that's why I'm a
very little facts.
It needs to be on the
very little facts.
Oh, serious facts.
No.
Facts from the State Controller's Office. I mean,
yes,
make a statement that Lo Sap may not have happened. If we
Lo Sap wouldn't have happened.
You've taken that out of content. You got a lot of mileage out of that, Brian. That's not what was meant.
It's long over, long past.
A lot of mileage, Brian.
Yep. A lot of mileage to go.
Yeah.
So I think we'll have to agree to disagree. Any discussion, other discussion specific to Resolution 103, 2019?
Well, this is going to be minuscule after that, but there's a typo in the first line at the top. Employment. Unless it was fixed in the new package.
of the resolution.
Yeah, EMPLOYEMNT. There should be it's transposed. Maybe it's in
the one that I have seems to be
right. I am right.
Is this the one you're looking at? You see where I put the.
Oh, up in the title. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, the title zone. Yeah, sorry. Well, not sorry, but okay, that'll get for it.
It's in the next one, too, 104.
Okay. Any other discussion on Resolution 103, 2019? Or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 103, 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, Resolution 104, 2019, resolution authorizing the execution of a modified employment agreement between the Township Clerk, Karen Sendors, and the Township of Lebanon. Again, the summaries here, this modifies the contract that's been in place since 2004. Again, various state statutes that needed to be updated. It needed to reflect the changes in Chapter 72 that were made in the last meeting. There's no significant change in the cost to the township of this contract, and the salary increases are agreed going forward, and the certain retroactivity to match those negotiated with the CWA. And noting the typo on the title, any other discussion, comments about Resolution 104, 2019? Or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt approved Resolution Number 104, 2019, approving the municipal clerk's contract.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Resolution 105 is going to be tabled into executive session. No action expected on that tonight. Resolution 106, 2019, extending the interlocal services agreement for the QPA with Holland Township. My understanding is Holland Township has already passed in their last meeting to extend this shared service agreement for the qualified purchasing agent through the year 2020 at the same terms we had last year, which is an annual cost of $2,000. Any discussion on Resolution 106, 2019?
I make a motion to approve Resolution 106, 2019.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have the Budget Transfer Resolution 107, 2019. Our CFO, Greg Delapia, is here. I'll let you summarize and answer any questions.
Really, I think it's one of our shorter ones. We're in pretty good shape for the end of the year. The lines where we're putting any larger amounts of money are the assessor's office, but we're able to cover about $50,000 this year of the reval costs. We're putting an extra money into the snow budget, about $19,000, which we're going to be able to put about $50,000 into the snow reserve, which I'm sure Warren will be happy about. And those are probably the two most important ones out of what's there. And then there's money going into the police salaries and wages. There's about $50,000 going into there, but we still have to reconcile that out with the additional SLEOs, Chief Gale's retirement, and some other changes in the police department. So, like I said, we're in actually pretty good shape for this time of the year and closing out.
So this parks maintenance, $1,500, is not the...
No, that's okay. Not that, but like I said, that won't be a problem.
Okay.
We can absorb that somewhere else.
Is he says Social Security is there?
Yeah, because of the changes with the police salaries and the changes with the contracts for Karen and Warren and the chief, we will probably need some extra money in there.
So that's like a buffer?
Yeah, a little bit of a buffer. It's based on, you know, where we think we're at. And then with the retros for the police officers also.
Any other discussions? Or a motion for Resolution 107, 2019?
I make a motion to approve Resolution 107, 2019.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And last resolution, 108, 2019, return of overpayment of taxes in 2019. This is to authorize the signing of refund checks to the Hunterdon County Education Services Commission for block 16, lot 16, in the amount of $5,559.28. It's an exempt property. They'd already paid the taxes on it. Check to the State of New Jersey DEP for block 16, lot 67, and the related Q lot for $27.53. The County of Hunterdon for block 51, lot 1, and lot 1X. There's a, I believe there was an issue in the tax map that there were two lots, but they actually turned into one, for the amount of $5,090.97. Any discussion?
So these are just like mistakes on the part of the owners. They sent taxes in when they...
The taxes got paid before they got exempt, and then...
Yeah, okay. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Filing up, giving back because they were exempt then.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 108, 2019.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. On to old business. First item of old business is a request for an extension on a trailer approval from the Parkers. If you wouldn't mind coming, just give us a little update on how the construction is going and what your request is.
Trailer on the
property.
Hmm?
Nice, happy-looking group.
Yeah. It's the holiday season.
So, the framing is almost done. We haven't had any work done while this weather has been so bad, so it's been about 10 days with no work being done, but they can't, the guys can't climb on the rafters with ice, so...
They call that a hazard.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I think the windows are in.
No roof yet?
No roof, no, it's just like a...
The framing is almost done, but, you know, the last 3 weeks, you know, it says if the roofers get, you know, if the framers get on the ice and snow on the top, they could, well, I think they should just man up and do it, but, you know.
Get some cleats.
It's frustrating, but yeah. Once it's sealed up, then the plumber and the electrician and the HVAC guy can get in there and do it, but they can't do it now.
So we picked out all the roofing and the shingles and the stone and
all the doors and
everything that goes on the outside.
And apparently, all the windows have been now ready for delivery.
Well, I just got an email today,
right?
And they want to know when to deliver them.
That's a good question. So there's, you know, more assembly required, but we are moving along. Mr. Price was out last week because we had two trenches finally done for the electricity and the well water into the house. And he's a wonderful man. So we're moving along as...
And the trailer is horrible. Some days we have no water.
That's a little
cold. My wife doesn't complain about it.
I don't want to be in that trailer a minute longer. I have to. Terrible experience.
So as I recall, the agreement is for 90-day extensions.
Yes.
So you're here asking for a 90-day extension.
And if you could get the weather to cooperate more.
We only have... I think January is looking pretty good.
Thank you.
Well, I'm happy to see you're making progress. It's not like it's just sitting there. You're definitely making progress. So.
Yeah, but it's like the Pope asking Michelangelo, is it done yet? You know,
So would there be a motion to approve a 90-day extension to the Parkers?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Made that too easy.
We'll hope for not a white Christmas.
Made that a little more difficult.
It was good as time. Happy holidays, too.
I mean, you know, the other day, it was a winter wonderland. Dewey Lane was beautiful. But it's like...
The ice sparkles. Is that kind of nice?
Well, the foundation was supposed to be, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. And the framer said, 3 to 4 weeks.
So, anyway, go to the door.
Let's
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
You too.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because I have one item of old business I just wanted to, and it's not really actionable, but I'm discussing with the clerk who will need to put for our reorg, which is on Tuesday, January 7th, the schedule of meetings for next year. If the next meeting were on the third Wednesday, it would be 10 days or less than 10 days after our meeting. There are 5 Wednesdays in January, so the proposal would be to make our second meeting in January on January 22nd, which would then have 2 weeks before the normal first and third Wednesday.
I won't be here. You can go without me if you need to.
Any?
Well, the question is are you available? It's a different day than your normal.
Yeah. What day is that? Is that a Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, but it's...
But it's essentially the fourth Wednesday.
Instead of the third Wednesday.
I'm available.
Yeah, the fourth Wednesday I am, yes.
You want to train me to be an attorney?
Fourth Thursday I'm not.
Otherwise we're closing the agenda the same week as our reorg meeting. Anybody have an opinion? Obviously Bev can't be here, but... And we're not voting on it because we'll vote on it in the January meeting, but to give Karen guidance.
I don't see why not, really.
Give us another week to get some work done. Okay. If anyone has any other conflicts, since we're not taking action tonight, please.
I mean, unless I can dial in. I don't know if our new phone systems have that capability.
It's right next to you.
Oh.
We know.
Well, then I can be here.
I think we can dial in the meeting.
You can dial in. Provided that anything you vote on, you have access to. That's the limitation. So as long as we can get it to her.
So if I can email it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That shouldn't be a problem.
Welcome to the 20th century.
Yeah.
Any other old business that anyone has? And then to the administrator's report before we go to new business.
Yes. With regards to the policy procedure manual update, I spoke with the broker with regards to sample, policy procedure manuals. I will be setting up a meeting with the risk manager to discuss. But ultimately, really, the policy procedure manual, when I get it completed, I really would have to work on it with a labor attorney and our attorney with regards to that. We need to get this thing updated. I'm shooting for January, February to have it hopefully completed by then. But once you have that in place, every 2 years it should be amended. So
on that note, the administrator and I spoke also, as soon as we get it up and running, we're going to do training with regard
classes
to it for right. Everybody.
And my understanding, when you say everybody, that's obviously employees, it's elected officials, it's standing committees. It's,
yes.
It's everybody.
Yes.
So we'll cycle through the various meetings of the.
Yeah, and we want to track the attendance and whatnot,
right,
so that we can make sure everybody's up to speed.
Okay. Did you say there's a video ability if people can't make it on certain time?
We're looking into that. I much prefer the live, so we may instead offer several times so that, particularly for people in our standing committees, so they don't have to do it during the day.
Okay.
But full-time employees, we'd like to get in. There are many instances where the actual attendance and the execution of sign-in sheets is used later on. So, we want to – we don't want to leave it to chance.
Right. Okay. Tax collector we'll talk about in executive session. I visited the historian committee meeting the other day. It's in my effort as your business administrator, I'm going to be visiting all the committees. I'm going to go to some of the meetings and whatever concerns they have, they can address me, and we can move forward with that with the township committee. I'll notify you on that. the purchasing manual, that'll be done shortly. I'm going to send that to our township attorney for approval. And then from there, I'll hand out the purchasing manuals to all elected officials as well as to our staff. The policy and procedure manuals are how you do orders and stuff like that, so we comply with the state statutes.
And our standing committees, because they always ask.
Yes, and standing, exactly.
How to purchase, what processes there are.
Yep, it'll all be there, and
as important
also
for them.
The fair and open RFP boilerplate's almost done. Also, I'll be running that by the township attorney. That's just a standard packet that anytime we put out an RFP, this packet would go to the professional services individual. Standard, it's actually very good to have. I spoke to Warren Gabriel today with regards to the DPW labor employee. He received two applications, and we want to move forward with hiring somebody, and, of course, the township committee interview process, whoever that those two individuals would be. We can coordinate that with Warren. So,
Can I ask the committee on that? The first opportunity, unless we arrange for a special meeting January 7th to happen somewhere shortly after that, the first time this committee could interview them would be January 22nd. Does the committee want to interview a new employee for the DPW, or do we?
Well, in your form of government, you don't have to. I personally would leave it up to Warren. He's the director of that department, and who basically he would see fit that he felt was best for the position. And then he could, forward that to me, saying this is who I would like to hire, and I can have it prepared for the township committee for the next meeting for approval for hire.
I agree.
Okay.
It's a good process.
Maybe we can still be involved in the process without actually doing a physical interview.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm trying to think.
Reviewing the application and stuff like that.
Right. And, Warren would know better than anybody because he runs the department and, he asked me. I said, "Well, you run the department." Nothing against, but he knows that department well. He knows what he needs and what needs to be carried out for those positions.
Well, let's see. Yeah, let's see if it all comes together for January 7th. If we figure out how we can.
Yeah, if he'll make a recommendation, and
we can decide if we want to meet the person or if we.
Right, you can decide, or you can just move forward on the 7th to hire.
Okay.
So.
Any other?
I don't think Warren wants to have somebody who's a slouch. So,
not just that, Warren really needs to have at least hire somebody. He's being the positions down, you need to have some, especially with the winter coming up and
that's
all that.
That's what I'm thinking. Don't want to drag it out unnecessarily. Okay.
And that's it for my report.
Yeah, we need help.
Any other? Well. Like I said, with the administrative report, now we're on to new business. First item of new business, the engineer provided us with a statement of work related to the Funvale Library area. This is a statement of work that is required to get reimbursement from the Highlands for a stormwater planning grant program. What he's asking for here, component one, is the wetlands identification work, where he's asking for $4,000. It's been budgeted for that. Component two would be surveying of the Bunvale Library property for a cost of $3,500. Component three would be to develop the stormwater management improvement and future parking lot expansion plan, which is what triggers the ability to get the wetlands permit that he's working on. The cost of that would be $3,500. So, if we approve this statement of work, it would be, $11,000 of Highlands grant reimbursement for the work. And I understand, maybe since Warren's here as well, when I asked Steve what the timing of getting the applications, the grant approvals, the approvals for the wetland, everything done, he's telling me mid-summer of next year. So hopefully it's maybe dry.
Yeah, he did talk to me about
that. Okay. Well, that matches what you're hearing, too. Okay.
So can you just define expansion of the parking lot?
Well,
I know it's probably...
It's nothing that we're going to act on, but it's instead of starting with a greenfield, as I understand it as a non-expert, the anticipation is someday we may want to, and so it's sort of an existing condition that we need to cure rather than start with a new project. And it just requires fleshing out what that could be.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Could be.
So it might not necessarily be macadam, in other words. It might be...
I think it's less about the material and more about the extent of what could be done there, given the constraints of the the situation that gets found. It seems to be an interactive process.
Okay.
Any discussion or a motion to approve the statement of work provided by the engineer? Or further discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve the Lemon Township scope of work in regards to the Highland Stormwater Planning Grant Program.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a proposal for electrical work at the museum. It's been sort of on the agenda for the past year since the addition got put on. Specifically, there are ceiling lights and ceiling fans that are no longer used. Those would be taken down and capped off. The township would supply track lighting, which is not part of this, so there'll be another that'll come back to us once the actual fixtures are finally selected in type and quantity to be suggested by the electrician, but the town will buy those directly. Removing baseboard heaters that are from about 1980, capping those off, and installing electrical receptacles, etc. We have received three proposals. Those are all with the clerk. This is the significantly lowest cost proposal for the amount of $4,345. Funding, we've previously authorized capital improvement for the museum, so it would be from that part of the funding, not in the operating budget. Any discussion or a motion to approve?
This is just a side question on that. The outlet for the alarm system, do we have Comcast phones there right now for the alarm? So would they come out, or is that just the DPW that has the Comcast line for alarm? Okay. So then we don't have to worry
this
about
is because
that.
The alarm system runs on an extension cord right now.
Okay. Oh.
Little issues. So is there a motion for approving this proposal?
I'll make a motion to approve this proposal from Bill Hodge Electrical Contractors for work being done at the Levin Township Museum for $4,345.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Recused?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next item, waste and recycling contract. To Mark.
Okay, so last time we looked at our dumpsters or our recycling was before I was on. It was the year before I got on the committee, so it's been over 5 years. There's a number of things that have come up, and part of the there's a bunch of different numbers here. Really, to sit here and as the committee to decide. Also, since Warren's here, ask his opinion. There's some things that over the past 6-8 months I've tried to pay attention to, just to get an idea. One recycling with the 30-yard dumpster, one doesn't work for reasons of the fact that wet recycling goes straight to the dump. So when you have a 30-yard dumpster that gets rained on or snowed on, it goes straight to the dump. It doesn't even get recycled. So it's kind of a useless point to even do it. Whereas if we put like an 8-yard dumpster here that has lids that can get picked up weekly, that has more chance of actually getting recycled. My thought was, is it goes here? Does it go at the DPW building? Initially, I was thinking DPW, but my concern would be that kind of traffic going around the DPW building, and people are used to coming here for recycling. If we find a spot here, that would be, you know, a question to Warren and what his thoughts are of, you know, knowing that. Or we eliminate that service all together, because from talking to Joanne, there is enough coverage in our town by garbage companies that do recycling that we don't have to provide it. The only reason we provided that 30-yard dumpster was for years ago there wasn't recycling services provided by the garbage disposal companies that we had servicing this area, so we had to provide it to give people an outlet for recycling. Now all the companies that service this area do a recycling service. So it's not necessary, but I think it's still utilized. We still fill a 30-yard dumpster every month. So if we did an 8-yard dumpster, that's, you know, the equivalent. The other reason that I'd like to get, you know, really a 30-yard dumpster doesn't work on that is because I've actually caught people throwing carpet in there.
and they just thought it was a dumpster that was just there for their use. So, and luckily the police were walking out at the time, and I said, can you go talk to them? And they pulled the carpets back out of the dumpster and put it back on their trailer and went on their merry way to wherever. So that's the one item. The other item is, I know the dumpster that's up in the park really doesn't get utilized for almost half the year. It's an 8-yard dumpster. And I've looked at it. It gets picked up usually Thursdays, Fridays. And I check. I drive up there, check on it a couple times, and I've seen a cut-up hot tub, jungle gym, many other items. So it gets utilized for other items, and where we could have could go to our regular town cleanups that we do. And I know that's something that comes out of the park budget, and I don't necessarily know if we really need to do that. I'm wondering if one of the thoughts is, do we upgrade some of the other dumpsters we have to fill the need of, because Warren, unless I'm wrong here, Kathy, your head's right in the way, so I can't see Warren.
Say something.
You just did. I keep staring at Kathy, and I'm like, I just see orange around you. Most of the garbage that comes from the park, obviously, that your guys collect, you take to that dumpster that's there, I imagine. Would there be a... I've never seen it full except after a large activity. Most of the time, it's fairly empty. Is it safe to say that if we upgraded our municipal dumpster here, we could get most of that in and we could address it? If for some reason we see this is getting overflowed, we address it at that point, because it's pretty much empty for 5 months and we're paying a lot of money for a dumpster that doesn't have anything in it.
You want to stop the service for that 5 months, too.
Yeah. But it's remembering to do that and everything like that along the way.
I said the only issue I've seen was the people having to bring it all the way down here. Who wants to throw it in their car to bring it down here? Because you're not going to walk it all the way down here.
Right.
So you might have a problem with people cleaning up after themselves. Because right now everybody's pretty decent with that. They do, take care of their garbage and clean up their messes and everything else. So.
I mean, we tell them it's at the end of the municipal. I mean, it's, a half as further from that, there. It's not, Hopefully they could do it. And, my thought is we can do that, then it's, just one less thing to worry about on that end of it and shutting it down. And, is the service get shut down this year or the bills come in? And, if it is something that we can always add a dumpster. I mean, any of these services are happy to give you more. But I think at this point, if we can, change this around, put like a 4, this is a 2-yard we have here, change that to a 4. And add a recycling dumpster. What are your thoughts on adding? Could add it here? DPW building, you have a thought on that?
Up here is fine with me.
My thought is just with your guys running around with trucks, not used to that, all of a sudden that traffic, I don't think it would be wise to put it there.
The only thing I can see is putting the recycling dumpster next to the garbage dumpster. You're going to have garbage in the recycling dumpster.
Right.
Because if this one's a little bit full, we're going to throw it in this one.
Right.
I mean, it's... You have the same
problem either way. Yeah, you do. And I think one part of it will become training. I talked with Joanne about getting education that people on how to recycle. So many, everybody just puts their recycling in a bag and throws it in there. And essentially that, the bag is one of the biggest. Water's the biggest contaminant. Plastic bags is the second biggest contaminant, in recycling. There is not a single plastic bag that can go into any of these recycling dumpsters. You have plastic bags go to ShopRites that recycle just plastic bags. So that's I love these people that say, though, it's a recyclable bag. Yeah. Take that recyclable bag from the ShopRite, take it out of the box and throw it in that thing right there, and then it's recyclable. Don't even use it. So that's my thoughts there. And I mean, unless you have some other ideas, and I think that would be my direction, is we change this to a 4-yard, eliminate the one that's up there at the park, add an 8-yard dumpster here for recycling, and then eliminate the 30-yard monthly one, and then so people can bring their recycling every week here and fill up the recycling dumpster, and hopefully the first month or so is going to be a little bit of a learning curve where people showing up and you know, and there's no 30 yard, but the 8 yard's there. And, but that's, you know, people watch Facebook enough, we can educate them there and put signs out there and make them aware of what's going on. But that's my thoughts, if, you know,
so your other discussion. So would reduce cost?
Well, yeah, it would reduce costs. Cause
to both recycling and waste?
Yep.
And operationally, it sounds like it's worth a try, and it's not like we're digging holes and
no.
making anything permanent.
Exactly. You know, so we can always go back, and we could add a 2 or 4 yard dumpster. Like I said, it's a park's an 8 yard dumpster, but I think it's a lot of overkill for most of the time. And at worst, for 5-6 months, we had a 4 yard dumpster up there. You know, during the peak summer months, if that's, you know, seems, but the 8 yard does not seem the extreme expense for an 8 yard does not seem worth it.
You've got two vendors. You would stay with Republic.
The Republic was the one who was the cheapest in this scenario. We had asked, I think, four. Joanne had asked, like, four, but only two of them responded. So with anything of worth, there was one that was almost written on the back of a napkin. But but these were the ones that had legitimate quotes. Republic was, you know, I think they came back, and, you know, they were both within a few dollars of each other. So if that's the case, then I'll put together and we can. So the question is, you know, does Joanne call? So Joanne, I could put together what we've decided here, and Joanne would then call him to coordinate that. Is that the best way to do that, or do you?
Yeah, Joanne usually deals well.
Okay, I just want to make sure I, you know, have it in the right direction, because I've talked to her a couple times about it, but I just want to make sure. So the proposal is basically we eliminate the park one, upgrade the municipal one, and add an 8 yard. Eliminate the 30 yard. The other one, the DPW dumpster, would stay the same, and go from there.
Any other discussion?
That might make the park budget solvent on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a motion to approve that, or is it?
If you're going to do it, Matt.
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve Mark's stated proposal?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Are we choosing a company right now?
Well, Republic, you said, was
Republic
the lowest price.
Was a little bit less.
Okay. Republic. So the motion was made. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Recuse?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Next, police chief request.
Yes, ammunition. Yep. For a Pakistan firearm for $1,885.80.
Is there a motion?
For duty ammo.
Motion to approve, or did you just make that motion?
I'll make that motion to approve it.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And last item of new business, with much regret, we are asked to accept the resignation of our tax collector, Mary Highland, effective January 31st, 2020. She started with the township in October of 2003, so she's in her 17th mm-hmm. year. I would suggest in executive session we discuss aspects of the position and advertise. So no action on that right now, but potential action after executive session on advertising for a new tax collector. But the motion before us would be, if anyone wants to make any comments, otherwise a motion to accept the letter of resignation.
Make a motion with regrets to accept her resignation.
A second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Does anyone else have any new business?
The only thing, Mayor, I mentioned earlier was getting the channel open up with better communication with the construction office in Tewksbury. Maybe something our administrator could be used for.
Okay.
I don't know if Jamie heard that.
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
He just didn't let on that he heard.
Yeah.
So when I go there tomorrow.
I actually asked her about it already. Also.
Any other new business?
Okay.
Otherwise, we're on to presentation of vouchers.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Great. Careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I have one here for Griffith Allied Trucking, LLC, for $1,558.58 for diesel for the DPW. I have one for Finch Fuel Oil Company for fuel oil for the municipal building, DPW, and library, $3,113.23.
I am not allowed to have any vouchers.
I have New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan, December benefits, $29,002.86. U.S. Postal Service for the postal meter, $2,000. County of Hunterdon Treasurer's Office for refund of the 2019 taxes that were discussed earlier, Block 51, Lot 1, total amount $5,090.97. Hunterdon County Education Services, refund of overpayment of 2019 taxes, $5,559.28. Finch Fuel Oil Company for the fire department buildings, $2,973.24. Monmouth Telecom, there is a one-time fee of $566.24, apparently related to a Cisco SPA, and then the regular monthly fee of $633.81. To Karen Newman for the winter newsletter and 3 months of website maintenance in a total amount of $1,000. Township of Tewksbury. This is the first invoice we've received for the shared service administrator. This is for September through December, so for 4 months, $21,437.96. We'd told the in our business that approved that agreement, we said it would not an amount not to exceed $75,000. Based on this, it looks like the annualized cost is about $64,000. For our 50% of the administrator. And then professional property appraisals for additional payment of $13,685.
I have one from Ford Motor Company for the third payment for the Interceptor SVU for $13,718.19. I have one from Laura Rorig for our animal control officer for the services between February 1st, 2019 and November 31st, 2019 for $5,420.
I have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer for general services rendered for November 2019 for $2,084. I also have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer that is outside the retainer for complex matters for professional services rendered for $1,733.19.
So the total voucher list, $124,538.42. Would there be a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have correspondence, the tax collector's report for the month of November. Taxes paid for the year 2019, $3,912,271.60. Taxes prepaid for the 2020 year, $30,942.33. Interest of $2,533.56. A return check fee of $20. And the redemption of municipal lien number 201611 for $545. For total receipts of $3,946,312.49. Next, a memo from the planning board clerk regarding the planning board appointments for next year. The Class 1, Class 3, which come from the committee, would be appointed in the reorg. Adam Duckworth, is his term from the EOSC expires at the end of this year, and he's willing to be reappointed. And Doreen Bleck, as a Class 4, has a four-year term. She's also offered to be reappointed to that position.
Actually, just for clarification.
Sorry.
Adam was actually appointed last year on the planning board through 2020.
Oh.
So that, yeah, that would be omitted from that.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. So he has, his term runs concurrent with his EOSC term? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's it for correspondence. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, any member of the public, please come to the microphone, State your name, road you live on, and the floor is yours.
Catherine Koch, 186 Raton River Road. Two things. First one, just very quickly, because it just came up as the tax collector coming in. I had a conversation with our tax collector years ago about doing something that I used to do when I lived in PPAC Gladstone, and that was they dealt with PPAC Gladstone Bank, and they automatically deducted my taxes from my checking account every quarter, and I loved it. I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to think about it. What happens is an automated email goes out prior, like a week ahead, saying, heads up, make sure the money's in your account, and then it's automatically done. When I had spoken to the tax collector at that time, she said, oh, no, we couldn't possibly do that because what if there's no money there? I said, the same thing that happens when there's no money when they write a bad check. But it's great because you get a heads up, and then you make sure the money's there. No postage, no driving up here. It's perfect. So, and they liked it a lot, too. In fact, you could probably talk, to the tax collector from that.
Automatic withdrawal.
I'm sorry?
An automatic withdrawal.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's easy to keep. My records are easier to keep. I can enter my checkbook ahead of time, not have to write a check. So anyway, I think it's a cheap, easy fix, and it gives you a you know ahead of time how much money's going to come rolling in. It happens the first day of the month. There's no leeway or grace time. We were very happy with it. And it's not mandatory. Everybody's given the option to do it, and only if you want to do it, you sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite successful. So anyway, that was just an idea. The real reason I stood up, though, was that, as we've all had our properties appraised, I just wanted to give you a little background. I have a degree in real estate. I used to be a real estate appraiser. I've taken graduate courses in real estate law. And also took the assessor's class. I decided that job was never open because they live forever. and they have to work in multiple towns, and it never panned out as a job. However, I adore real estate, and I just wanted to compliment all of you on the fantastic job the professional property appraisers did. I was so happy with first gentleman Jeff that came to. He's no longer with the company, but he knew what he was doing. He was very helpful. He listened to me because all of my neighbors live in a flood zone, and he looked at my flood maps and discussed the house. I have a peculiar house because it was custom built for me by my brother, so it had certain things that didn't fit in the little boxes. So I asked for a meeting, and I met with John Ungast. I'm not sure how he pronounces his last name. I think he's one of the principals of the company. But anyway, when we had the meetings here, and I met with him for about half an hour and went over all the data. Everything was perfect and very, very friendly and very professional. And I was a property appraiser. I've dealt with appraisers and realtors and everything else, and these guys were absolutely fantastic, and I just want to compliment you all for, A, picking them, working with them, and they did an excellent job.
If I could pass through that compliment, it really goes to Erica Brandmeier, our tax assessor, who works closely with them, but thank you very much for the
And also, I think part of the problem, and there was a man that walked out just as I was walking in. He was red in the face and had upset other people that were waiting because he was so angry. He came in angry. And I think people, A, don't understand the process. And they also don't understand that you can come armed with all your own data. The internet's there, you have Zillow, you can talk to a realtor, you can hire your own appraiser, whatever you want to do, you bring your data to them. And then, the magic happens. But I think that the fact that people were so angry just sets a bad tone. And it's not good for the township at all. These guys are honest. They did a fantastic job. Anyway, that's what I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Jean Lang, Muskinek Kong River Road. Laramie Silber, also Muskinek Kong River Road. I'm really glad that Kathy had such a great experience with the assessors, or the appraisers rather. We did not have that kind of experience with them.
Completely the opposite.
The first gentleman, who I can only assume was with PPA from what Dan, who I met with here, said, refused to identify himself, was hostile, marked down our garage as a second house after he left without setting foot out of the driveway because he wouldn't say who he was or show any ID, so I wasn't about to invite him into my house. I only happened to be home that day. Most people in this township don't sit in their house all day. They have work and errands and things, so no kind of notice of when they might be coming so that I could schedule to be home.
And I don't want to ask any more than, but I'm just curious if that was since the last meeting, because we made sure that the assessor, we had the assessor listen to your comments from last time.
The gentleman who Laramie was just saying, who we spoke to, Dan, said that this was all going to be wrapped up in about like middle of January, which would sort of make sense since that's when the property term is ending at the end of January. November through January. Okay.
Already a tight timeline for homeowners.
And I said, wow, and I brought that up to you, and you said, love to look at this state law, that you're, why, who knows, that you're not allowed to give the assessments till after the election?
I don't have the statutory number, but that's what the assessor told me.
Okay, but that's, you know, but it's you guys who have the access to talk to the state representatives, and if that's the law, it has to be changed. Because, as you said, there was a, quote, glitch. Now, the woman I talked to today said, oh, what do you mean 3 weeks? No, it went out on November 21st. Well, I didn't get mine till like 2 days before Thanksgiving. And then that's a kind of a holiday time. And when you know you only have, and I thought at that time that we had like 6 or 7 weeks to deal with this, which already that's pretty tight. You've got two holidays. Her father has a heart operation scheduled. My car blew up. I mean, you know, people have things to do. We don't, this thrown into our laps with getting 6 weeks was ridiculous. Well, so last week I made a reappointment for the person to come out today between 3 and 4. I called this morning and said we had a family emergency. Is it possible to reschedule to next week or the week after? Just, oh, no, this is it. We don't have appointments. After Friday, we're getting all the information set this weekend, and it'll be back to the committee by the first of the year. Now, how is that fair? Well, I was just told it was the middle.
Which also means at least we had already made an appointment. They said they had no more appointments, which meant if anyone had called after, right, you did before the last meeting,
within the past 2 weeks.
You can't do your research or bring your data or anything on that kind of timeline. And after a pretty rude response from the woman this morning in response to a family emergency, the person never showed up. Sat home for 3 hours.
I sat there all day.
Not a phone call.
Changed my plans,
nothing.
And no one showed up. But now, there's no more appointments. So
I tried to call the office at 4.
So I guess my house is worth $500,000 a year at $12,000 tax a year. I mean, at some point, guys, you know, you can't keep saying it's this, it's that, it's this. If it's a bad school formula, go fix it. But nobody can afford this. And I understand what you're saying, that people are angry. Yeah, you know people are angry. When I moved in here, they were $100 a year. I don't mind paying my fair share, but $8,000 now? That's nuts. When she was in school, she's going to be 32 Saturday, so this was a while ago. 860 kids, that's when the property tax around the turn of the century was jumping $1,000 and $2,000 a year. I saw all my old neighbors can't afford to live here and had to leave. And that was when there were 860 kids. There's now like 600 kids, and my property taxes are double from the $4,000 that they were at the turn of the century. Somebody needs to look into this. How is that possible when 92% of our taxes are going for the schools? And, I mean, you just said an additional payment to them of almost $14,000. My God, for doing what? I mean, I'm glad that they looked at Kathy's house with all the different features and the this and that. I didn't get any data. I didn't get any, this was the way. No, I can't even still find out what the neighborhoods are. And to tell people this is foreclosed as of now, this week, I mean, this is it, your last chance?
Oh, I know.
You can go down to the county and do an appeal. That's nice.
Right, if you have the time and expertise to do that, or the money to hire a lawyer, or the initial letter said nothing about timelines of when you would have, if you did want to dispute what they came back with. And a lot of people, I've had other homeowners in the township talking to me about this, and they said they were away for the holidays. They had back mail to get through. You know it's something important and you're going to hear back, but no one expects when the initial visits are in the spring to get a letter at the end of November and have that kind of turnaround time. So I know that it is, not your timeline that you're working on, but it's pretty serious when they're talking about not having any more appointments. And, we were all assured, okay, if you're not happy with the assessment, you can talk about it, you can present your data, you can have someone come out and look at things. That when they're costing the township...
They don't understand. I'm sorry.
If they're costing the township that much money, I know CFO said $50,000 is a partial payment. You mentioned another $13,800. That's a lot of money for them to not be taking care of your citizens.
And all we can do is highlight again when the assessor's in tomorrow to follow up and see what she can do.
I brought this up last time, I did not see this, and my neighbors don't see it. I asked the fellow, Dan, when we came up here, I said, from the people I talked to, it seems to be said everybody's averaged up 25%. Anybody else see that? I don't see it. My neighbors don't see it.
And sale prices.
And sale prices have gone down. I mean, maybe it's just my section of the township and the Tewksbury side of the township is going up. I don't think so, though. I had someone contact me. I don't frankly know how they found my cell phone number. It's a little disturbing. But it was someone, a Lebanon Township resident, who I guess saw that I was in the paper for this and was like, oh, my gosh, I was away, and I'm a senior citizen on a fixed income. And he had done... He was also a professional realtor and appraiser and whatever. And he did some research on it. He said, I told him 25%. No. It's just like, like what I observed. Yes, in the beginning part of the century, they did go up about 30%. There was not, you could put your house for sale, and in a month it would be gone for whatever you asked for it. Great. But from 2006 to 2013, it went down just as much. So now, in that interim period, it's raised between 1% and 1.5% a year. Not 25%, like this gentleman in PPA is claiming. I'd like to know where they're getting their facts from. Because everyone who I talk to, I said, can you sell your house for 25% more? No. So where is this data coming from? I mean, this is up to you guys to ask.
And I did ask Dan these questions when we met with him, and while he was very polite and really nice and clearly wanted to help, he didn't know anything. He didn't know where the neighborhoods were. He pulled the comps off the internet and didn't know how to navigate through the pages, had no idea where they were getting their data from the 25% increase. He knew the numbers he'd been told, but had no idea of the process behind it, which is unfortunate for the person at the town to meet with it.
And that's I'll review with her who is taking care of your particular situation.
No, I'm lucky that he wasn't mean, but I said, no, are 40% of the small pool that you're using? Because from 2 years, like I just explained, I mean, we've had a very interesting real estate market for the past 20 years.
Yep.
So I don't think you can take 2 years and get any kind of a decent comp pool unless you live in a specific neighborhood like you do, Mark. Like, there's similar houses in a similar... So, okay, maybe some of your neighbors have sold houses. They're not? I'm sorry.
No, I had a very... I'm not thrilled with them either, to be honest with you, because the person that came to my house was afraid of dogs. So they couldn't go in my house.
Having somebody come over to...
And then when I called them to ask for an appointment, they said they weren't prepared. So, So I can appreciate what you've gone through. And then when the guy showed up, he called me and said, I got in an accident. I'm hoping to get there today. So I had to stay and wait for him all day.
Yeah, you wait all day? I mean,
So I appreciate.
I
understand.
That I'm not making what a lawyer.
No, and I say that for your. It's not just you. I'm saying that for your own.
Yeah.
So.
My neighbor, my one neighbor, He had a garage. Now, since our road is bisects a lot of our properties,
a shed, small, you couldn't park a car in it. Maybe a lawnmower.
Now, maybe the appraiser, assessed it 500% more. 500%? Because it was on a separate lot. But maybe someone should have clued this PPA people into our specific needs, our unique needs of our town. Like, for one thing, the road bisects our properties. So we all own on the other side of the road next to the river, but it's a separate lot number. So my neighbors went up 500%. No, it was just for their shed, shack, whatever. And a lot of the folks, especially in my neighborhood, are older now, and, you know, you're on there, and they said, well, I don't know. I don't really know how to fight it. I don't know what to say. I got this one-page thing. I don't even know what pro forma 2020 taxes mean. And then someone said, well, you know, I'm on the senior freeze, so it's not really going to affect me anyway. Well, you know, one time you get a... not even your gradient dies, and
a small windfall, small unexpected anything.
You could take money out from your retirement account to pay for an unexpected medical bill, and you'll be over the limit for that year, and then you lose your base year. So it's very possible that a number of seniors will find themselves, from 1 year of needing to take out their IRA for medical bills, they'll find themselves doubled in taxes. And, I mean, such a system can't be kept up. And especially, which I was going to ask next year, but I think now's a good time to bring up are they resolutions that you do the first thing in a year where you read all the resolutions? There's a resolution in there that's been passed every year for 18% interest on our property taxes. Now, I appreciate that some people, I mean, that's a great idea to have them automatically withdrawn from your account. It's pricey for a lot of people to be able to do that. And I think the people that aren't keeping up with them, with the taxes, it's not because they're being, you know, dirtbags or like spending it on beer or something. So to then charge them 18% is really punitive. Yeah, very punitive. It's anything over 6% actually in New Jersey statute, except property taxes, anything over 6% interest is considered usury, like illegal. So I'm not sure why Lebanon Township wants to put themselves in the pool of approving blindly every year an 18% penalty on people who are behind on their taxes. And what this also does is, if it goes for a tax sale, that's why the vultures are out there looking for that deal, because whatever the township is charging, then they can charge that too. And then, so it's not even a benefit to the town, because they get sold every year now. So now the person who bought the tax sale is the one who's getting the 18%. The town doesn't get that at all. But you've made it possible for them to steal people's homes by having that percentage in there. So I hope you will really strongly consider doing away with that percentage to something more meaningful, reasonable, and in keeping with the current, like when those laws were enacted, you could get a lot of money from a CD. Now what can you get? I don't know, 1%?
It made a lot of sense in the 80s and even the early 90s. I remember people saying they purposely didn't pay their taxes till the end of the year because they could make more money from the CD and pay the penalty and still come out a few points ahead. But the stock market's certainly not doing that these days and hasn't been for a significant amount of time. So it's time to evolve with the times and the sad economy that we have.
We'll look at that as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And as for, that's for sort of the greater good. And now in my situation, now since the guy didn't show up today, am I just supposed to, like, I have to eat and accept that I have to now go and try to
like
going to call the company tomorrow morning, but they said they have no appointments.
I mean, why?
You can call them, but we'll also highlight this to our tax assessor and see what can be done.
Why is it over this weekend?
I can't say right now.
I know it wasn't.
Has anyone heard this, that it was going to be completely wrapped up by this weekend?
I think the dates on the internet, on our website, ran out this week. So I don't know if it said last and final day, but there were no dates given after this week that I'm aware of.
Right. Oddly, the dates that were on the website and the entire process of making an appointment to come up to the municipal building, when I had called the company, they were like, oh, no, just show up. And we had different dates and different times, so it was a pretty confusing disparity between what was on the township website and what the company was telling people themselves.
Okay.
And I don't know where that communication breakdown happened, but
and
led
I don't,
to a lot of confusion.
And I don't know whether y'all have the possibility of leaving that open for other people. I mean, if they didn't have
that's
any
what
other
I'm gonna check,
appointments.
I know there's not much more possibility because they're due with the county. You know, as we said last time, we sort of have to follow procedures. This committee can't get involved with, for good reason, we can't get involved with local tax assessments because there's, you know, we're all neighbors. So it's at the county and the state level to make sure there's independence. So all I can do is check.
Would you have the option of passing that on to county governance, that there was a snafu?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can
and get an
we can see what's possible. I assume there are procedures and rules, since we'll start with our assessor and see what can be done.
Yeah, and
it's a sharp tax. So.
Yeah, and Eric is great. Mary Hyland was great. I'm very sorry she's leaving. And
so are we.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, I definitely like to say that on the record, as it were, that we'll miss her.
Thank you for that.
A great addition to the family.
Totally. And, you know, just to keep in mind as an end-of-the-year present, like, you guys are the ones who are our buffer between the state government officials. I mean, I try to call them. I don't get past the secretaries, but y'all can. And, you know, I mean, this is what being an elected committee member means. And, you know, sometimes it's uncomfortable, but, you know, you all are... I trust that you can do it.
We'll do our best. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Same to you.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Any other public comment? Is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And as I indicated, we'll go into executive session. I missed the resolution number. It's going to be
109.
This is resolution 109 for the purpose of discussing the CWA contract, no action expected, and the tax collector position, potential action on advertising for that position. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion for resolution 109 to go into executive session as per the